This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea scrambled fighter jets after Chinese and Russian military aircraft entered its air defense zone and the south and east of the Korean Peninsula. The incursion follows encounters between U.S. and Chinese forces in the Taiwan Strait in South China Sea, while House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodak-Oswara takes a look at the rising tension between the global powers.
At least two incidents of close encounters between Chinese and American vessels and aircraft in less than 2 weeks, including this Chinese warship cutting closely in front of a U.S. destroyer in the Taiwan Straits on Sunday. The incident coincides with trilateral naval exercises in the South China Sea among the U.S., Japanese, and Philippine Coast Guards. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin.
The U.S. made provocations first, and the Chinese side only responded by handling the incident in accordance with relevant laws and regulations.
Encounters between Chinese and other nations' vessels, such as the Philippines, have increased in recent years, along with Beijing's military activity in the region. Patsy Wodak-Oswara, VOA News, Washington.
South Korean sounds of fleeing Ukrainian residents fleeing through rising floodwaters caused by a dam breach on the Dnieper River. Both Russia and Ukraine blame each other for it.
At least two incidents of close encounter.
At the UN General Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the world body did not have any independent information on how the dam burst, but described it as another devastating consequence of the Russian invasion on Ukraine. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. During a news conference, the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if the U.S. thinks it's more likely than not that Russian forces destroyed a heavily and very important dam in Ukraine.
Haven't made that determination.
And have you determined whether this was an intentional act?
Again, we're still trying to gather information and talking to the Ukrainians about that.
The dam's collapse sent global prices of wheat and corn higher. The destruction has renewed market fears about the fragility of the country's ability to ship food to Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia as it fights a war with Russia. Wheat prices gained 2.4% early Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, $6.39 a bushel. Prices were higher earlier in the day, but declined somewhat in the hours following. The destruction of the dam has raised concerns about disruption to Ukraine's affordable grain supplies, getting to developing nations where people are struggling with hunger and higher prices. Fiji's leader again indicated his nation is reconsidering its security ties with China. The prime minister said Fiji was reviewing a contentious police cooperation agreement it signed with China in 2011, which allowed Chinese police officers to be stationed in Fiji. China and the U.S. have increased their competition for influence in the Pacific in recent years. Like last month, the U.S. signed a new security pact with Papua New Guinea. Canada continues to deal with a series of intense wildfires that have spread from the key western provinces to Quebec, with hundreds of forest fires continuing to burn.
Evacuations have been ordered in some areas, and officials say conditions could persist through most of the week. Just across the border, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation issued a health advisory of its own, suggesting residents limit strenuous outdoor activity. It's all a result of an intense start to Canada's wildfire season, which officials say is on track for its worst ever year, as warm and dry conditions are forecast to persist for months. Around 7.5 million acres of land have already been burned across nearly all of Canada's 13 provinces and territories.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard will resign his position next week to dedicate himself to seeking the nomination of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party for next year's elections. I'm Tommy McNeil.